Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of his resurrection, through your Son Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Sorry. Everybody, happy Easter. I wanted to talk about flowers today. You like flowers? Yeah. Yeah, and so I brought one. Anybody know what kind of flower this is? A
dogwood. Yeah, so my adults knew what that was.
Right, it's dogwood. And there's a legend about a dogwood. You'll find them. They're blooming. These are actually, this is a tree that blooms like this. And they often bloom right now at Easter. So you can see it. In fact, if you look, when you leave today and you go out the driveway right over here in your car,
just at the edge of the driveway
is a beautiful dogwood. You'll see a whole tree covered with these kinds of flowers. But I wanted to show you about this flower. We'll just take the top one here. If you look at that, notice there's the flowers that go that way and flowers that go that way. Makes you think of a cross, that's right. So, with them blooming right at Easter, it helps everybody to think about Jesus who died on the cross for us. And then, if you notice, the end of each leaf kind of comes, see how on the back, how it comes to a point? You see? Yeah. That's to remind us of the nails that nailed Jesus to the cross. Kind of interesting, isn't it? And then, and you see how also they're not white, they're kind of dark or reddish even. That reminds you of the blood when they nailed him to the cross. And then here in the middle, you see that part right in the middle? Yeah. That helps us remember the crown of thorns that was on Jesus. Because it kind of looks like a crown of thorns, doesn't it? It kind of looks spiky and thorny. So people look at the dogwood tree and they see the flowers and they always remember about Jesus. So see the dogwood and remember about Jesus today too. But this isn't the only flower I wanted to talk about. Tom, would you grab one of those Easter lilies for me, please? Thank you. Perfect. Glad you were here. So, have you ever seen these flowers?
Yes.
These are Easter lilies, and they're all over our sanctuary today. And do you know why we have them?
Easter.
Easter, but why these flowers? Well, why are they called the Easter lily? No, they are white, which helps. But look at the flowers. You know what they look like? A trumpet. A trumpet. I'm going to see if I can ask one of our musicians with a trumpet. Can you give us a blast on the trumpet? Okay. So see, thank you. So see how the trumpet, well, it announces something and it's loud and it and you notice it. And so these are trumpeting or telling the good news of Jesus. That's why we use these flowers on Easter, because they look like a trumpet and they're announcing that Jesus has risen from the dead. So that's what we're celebrating today. We're remembering all that Jesus did, and we're announcing the joy of his victory over death, that he rose from the dead today. So all day as you look at these flowers or as you see a dogwood, you can think about Jesus and how he rose from the dead today. Okay, can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for announcing the love of Jesus and his victory today. Fill our hearts with joy at this great news. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you.
First lesson is a reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second lesson is a reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. There's an old saying floating around that goes, "When I works hard. When I sits loose. And when I thinks, I falls asleep." Well, I have found that to be more true more often than I care to admit lately. You see, it's just been in the past year that I've reached the point that when I go home in the evening and settle down to watch some TV, I'm watching the show, and the next thing I know, some other show is on. Some of you probably know what I mean. And to make matters worse, I've developed a habit of not really watching many regular shows anymore. I don't know, I just find that I'm not really interested in what they're about. So, I find myself watching things like the Smithsonian Channel and ETV. And one of the shows that I've grown to enjoy is Antiques Roadshow. I guess the closer I come to being an antique myself, the more interest this show holds for me. And as you may know, a few months ago, this show came to Charleston. So, a few weeks ago, I was home and stretched out on the couch while that very show from Charleston was on the TV. And I wanted to see it, but I have to say that I was struggling mightily to stay awake. And I was kind of half in and half out of it. And at the end of the show, they do a little segment with people making funny comments or telling about what they brought that wasn't worth anything. And I vaguely remember seeing these two young ladies, and one of them was talking about the things they brought, and I didn't really pay much attention. And the show ended, and another episode came on, and I must admit I only saw a few minutes of that one. However, the next morning, I discovered that I knew the young lady who had been talking on the TV the night before. It was Valerie. Now, I know Valerie pretty well. She was a member of a church I served. She was our chief babysitter when our kids were young. But here's the thing. She was on TV right there in front of me, and I never realized it at all. Now, in my defense, I wasn't looking for her either. I wasn't expecting to see her. So even though she was right there before my eyes, and I was still awake, mostly, I didn't recognize her. And I think maybe that can help explain that part in our gospel lesson today where Mary seems not to recognize Jesus. People always seem confused by that. But you see, she had seen Jesus dead. She knew he was dead. And usually when people are dead, they stay that way. She wasn't expecting to see Jesus again. She wasn't expecting to see Jesus alive. She wasn't looking for Jesus. And so even though he was right there before her eyes, she didn't recognize him. We tend to see what we're looking for. And that's the good news of today. For today of all days, we see Jesus. Now let me pause right there just to let you know that for the rest of the sermon, this is what I might call a congregationally participative sermon. And that's going to be your part. Your line is, we see Jesus. And you'll know it when it comes by. But just to be sure, I'll back up and we'll go over that last line again. That's the good news of Easter. For today of all days, for in our world so trapped in darkness and we're looking for light, today
we see Jesus.
In a world caught up in dead ends and we're looking for meaning and purpose, today
we see Jesus.
In a world where things have grown old and worn out and we're looking for something new, today
we see Jesus.
When everything seems empty and barren and we're looking for joy, today when the whole world seems a place of hate and anger and discontent, and we're looking for love, today
we see Jesus.
When we've failed over and over and have come to the end of our rope and we're looking for grace, today
we see Jesus.
When we don't have anywhere to turn and we stand bereft and in the face of difficulties and troubles and we're looking for hope, today when all around us seems wrong and we're looking for salvation, today
we see Jesus.
When everything in life comes to an end and it all seems about death and we're looking for life, today
we see Jesus.
Oh, people of God, wake up. It's Easter. Rejoice that Jesus lives, giving us the gift of victory in life. Look around. We don't see death. Today,
we see Jesus.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Eternal God, joy, light, freedom, victory, praise, wonder, these words fill our hearts this day. Thank you for the gift of new life in you. Make Easter real in our lives daily. Make us aware of how you make us new, and each day make us aware of how in love you make us yours. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, how can we express our gratitude for your sacrifice, for your suffering for us, for your overwhelming love? You gave yourself for us and showed us how far the love of God goes to save us. Thank you. Now increase our faith. Fill our lives with your joy. Lead us in hope that all of our days might be filled with your glorious light. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Savior, this is a day of grace. And as we receive your grace today, may we learn to live grace in our own lives. As you have reached to us, may we reach out in mercy to those who are sick and sorrowed, those who are afraid or lonely, those poor and hungry, those far from home, and those who are forgotten. Be with and bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you.
Thank you.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Living Redeemer, fill us now with your Spirit. As we walk through each day, may your love and grace flow through us to those around us. As we see you risen today, as we see you every day, fill our lives with your surpassing peace and joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of
Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your Spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those mourning in pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring to earth the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever. One more time. Today,
we see Jesus.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you.
give me something to carry.
Thank you.
Several lines of took the lilies out to the front.
I know Teresa said she had two. Oh, look, what happened? I have one.
What happened?
I didn't see it. No, that didn't happen until just now. So should we take them out front?
Let me out.
Or leave them for now. So I can get here early, or I can take during my lunch hour and come back.
Thank you.
you have a good Eastern rest. I mean, yeah, rest of the day.